This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 9th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel enjoys warm weather across its major cities. In Tel Aviv, the sun shines brightly, while Jerusalem experiences a gentle breeze. Haifa sees clear skies. It's a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Mariv, Iranian missile barrages targeted an Israeli Air Force base in the last 24 hours. In retaliation, the IDF struck strategic Iranian targets. Also, from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour, the IDF has attacked Hamas's naval police headquarters, resulting in the elimination of several terrorists. Also this hour, JNS reports that earlier today the IDF eliminated senior Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists in Gaza. These individuals were planning attacks against Israeli forces despite a ceasefire. Separately, Ynet reports that Iranian officials announced earlier today that they have broken the ceasefire equation with Israel. They threaten harsher retaliation in response to Israeli strikes. And finally, I-24 News reveals that Israeli ministers clashed today during a cabinet meeting. The debate centered on responses to Iran and Lebanon, with differing opinions on how to proceed. Reaction has been swift on social media. Visegrad 24 noted minutes ago that the IDF has eliminated two members of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad in southern Gaza. They were preparing imminent attacks. EIL Red Alert posted recently that satellite imagery shows potential damage at Israel's Ramat David airbase following Iranian missile fire. Eli Afriat reported earlier that Iran confirmed the elimination of two air defense personnel in recent IDF strikes. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Mariv's report, Iran's missile barrage targeted Israeli assets, prompting a swift IDF response. Satellite images suggest significant damage at the Air Force base. This escalation underscores the fragile state of regional security. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, the IDF strike on Hamas's naval police facility aims to weaken their military capabilities. The attacked facility was pivotal in coordinating assaults against IDF troops. This action may heighten tensions in the Gaza region. Meanwhile, JNS highlights that the IDF's elimination of Palestinian Islamic Jihad leaders in Gaza today sends a clear message. Despite the ceasefire, Israel remains vigilant against threats. This incident could strain the ceasefire further. In a related development, Ynet reports Iran's claims of altering the deterrence balance with Israel. The brief exchange of fire is portrayed as a strategic victory by Iranian officials. This rhetoric may embolden further confrontations in the region. And finally, from I-24 News, the Israeli cabinet's debate on responses to Iran and Lebanon reveals internal divisions. Minister Ben-Gvir's call for detaining Hezbollah families contrasts with Dichter's push for more aggressive strikes. This debate underscores the complexity of Israel's regional strategy. Turning to business and markets. First, from CTEC, Merav Bahat, co-founder of Daz, leaves Wiz following a Google acquisition. She plans to explore new ventures in cyber AI. Separately, Mariv Business reports a temporary decline in the stock market following Iran-related news. The dollar's demand surged, nearly reaching 3 shekels, though decline moderated post-ceasefire announcement. And finally, Walla Business reveals the Bank of Israel's recent action, purchasing $800 million to prevent currency collapse. This intervention was in response to the dollar's dip to 2.90 shekels, demonstrating aggressive measures to stabilize the economy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.